The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show, episode 115 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined always by Skeets. Vince, I have nothing witty to introduce you with this week.
I'm sorry.
It's
been a long week. I don't have anything witty for today, so.
Well, not yet. Mr. Short, the returning champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, faggot, where you been?
Michigan.
Wait, you went to Michigan?
No. He went to Kentucky.
Where'd you get the Tim Hortons cup?
I bought it for him.
What'd you get me?
Cookies.
Windmill cookies.
Oh. I thought the cookies were for everyone.
Well, he can't eat them.
Are you going to eat them?
I have been eating them.
You fucker. Those are my cookies.
No, they're not all for you.
But that's all his cup.
You want the straw? Give me the fucking straw. Jesus.
The love.
Whiny.
Yeah. My pussy's. I got sand and shit in it.
Yeah, man.
I went to Holland, Michigan, and my daughter got in the lake and it was cold.
Yeah.
Then I come home on Wednesday and a tree fell on my house.
Yeah, we had hellacious storms go through. Neighbor behind me.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. Big bad. Tree fell, smashed their car to pieces. Luckily, the dead tree in our backyard somehow survived and didn't smash anything.
It'll fall while we're in here.
Quiet you. But yeah, it hit you first.
Yeah.
What a horrible week.
Yeah.
I guess it's been a long week. Let's just say it's a long week. So. Start with the news. Oh, no. We have Listener of the Week. Your buddy, your email buddy, Vince. His name is
Tim.
Withheld because it never says on the email. But
yes,
he correctly guessed the last week's song of the week was "Dare" by Stan Bush from the Transformers animated movie soundtrack.
Nerd,
actually, Game of the Year as well, 1986. So you are Listener of the Week. You win no prize.
Come by and collect your cookie.
Yeah, come
fuck
by.
You. They're my cookies.
You can take one of Vince's cookies. Hey, last week you were offering people to sleep in your bed with your wife, so.
Yeah, just Reb, though.
Yeah, I know. There's only one person. Yeah. Let's start. Anton Yelchin plays Scotty in the new Star Trek movies. Died. News broke right after we got done recording last week. He was smashed to death. Pinned and died between his stone mailbox and his Jeep or Fiat or something.
I think it was a Jeep.
Was it a Jeep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Green that, Cherokee.
That had been recalled. And it's he got out, went to get his mail. The thing slipped out of park and just went forward and crunched him.
Yeah, there's a class action or whatever lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler right now because I guess if you put it in park, you can't really tell it's in park or something like that. But it's on the Jeep, and I think the
there's something else that's on.
Yeah, too, the Dodge Charger.
And they had recalled his Jeep. That has come out that his had been recalled. He just hadn't had the fix done to it yet. So, but that said, a lot of the Star Trek promotional stuff was canceled. Was they were supposed to have a big thing overseas, and they just canceled it and. Really sad.
That sucks.
Yeah. Next thing I got this week, we're just going to go right into wrestling, because it's been a really weird week for wrestling. Roman Reigns suspended for 30 days after failing a piss test. Everybody thinks it's roids. I don't think it's roids. I've heard it could be fat burners, which would pop you for amphetamine show up on the test, because Samoans have weight issues usually. I mean,
don't be a racist.
He's related to Rikishi and Yokozuna.
Don't be a racist.
Oh, I ain't started with the racism yet.
Yokozuna was Asian.
No, he was Samoan.
Oh.
They all look the same.
He looks Asian. Maybe he was just so fat that his eyes...
his eyes were fat, and that's why they squinted.
Right, that's right, yeah.
You really want to come at me with the racism thing.
Don't be a fucking racist.
When he says a man's forehead's so damn fat, it squints his eyes. That's really...
Man, that slope's got some crazy eyes.
That's a hell of an angle on that slope. The WWE draft will be live July 19th on the live SmackDown. Kurt Angle's brother pled guilty to killing his wife. We had the story a few months back that he was arrested on it.
Killing his own wife?
Yes.
Okay.
So, a man was acquitted in a case where he gave an 18-month-old, his girlfriend's kid, a last ride powerbomb. Missed the bed. You know, it's the Undertaker powerbomb, where normal powerbomb, and then he lifts him up higher, extends the arms up, and then goes down. Missed the bed, because he was playing with the kid.
I don't want to hear the rest of this.
And you can guess what else happened.
Damn.
Acquitted. No charges. You know, he's not going to do jail time. He's not going to do, they just said, accident. I'm like, or came out that he didn't mean to. So that's setting the precedent that if you don't mean to kill somebody...
I don't want
to
hear that.
Yeah, so...
That's awful.
That's stupid.
Roderick Strong has left Ring of Honor. His last match was Best in the World, where he lost to Mark Briscoe. Really good match, actually. Independent wrestler Tim Donst put on Twitter that his dad ended up shooting his mom 5 times. The mom has lived, and Donst said that the dad is getting the help he needs. Because apparently there was a mental problem, and he went crazy, tried to kill his ex-wife. So, I told you it's not a good week. So, UFC, it looks like they have been sold. Some corporate media conglomerate thing bought them for $4.2 billion.
George Soros.
Now, this is what you call an investment. Because the Fertitta brothers originally bought UFC for $2 million. That's a hell of a turnaround.
Yeah.
It looks like the new owners are going to keep Dana White on in some role as him running the show kind of thing like he does now. But we'll see. CM Punk announced that he will indeed fight at UFC 203. So in a couple of months. I think I said September. That sounds right. Michael Jackson. A bunch of stuff came out. Radar Online did a thing about stuff that was found at the Michael Jackson house during his raid in, what year is this? 2003. Apparently, trying to find it here, photos and documents of porn that involved adults and children, animal torture, and S&M, along with drugs to treat sex addiction with multiple prescriptions written by a variety of physicians, of the doctors. Those words are hard for me right now.
Damn.
So,
really?
He was a horrible, horrible fucking human.
I was really hoping he wasn't.
Yeah, but...
He's a sicko.
This is what they found, and but they waited 13 years... Plus, he's already dead to let it out that, hey, this is what we found. And apparently, it came out, he paid over $200 million to people's families to keep the abuse quiet. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
He was a piece of shit.
Yep.
So, Michael Jackson was actually a piece of shit.
Yep.
Awesome.
Hee hee.
Hee hee. Touch my monkey. Yeah. It's for the kids. It's all for the kids.
I'm just wondering what the hell he did to the monkey. Because there was animal torture shit found and fucking Bubbles Revenge, boy.
I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
I know
it.
You are. The fucking microphone's moving. It's kind of scary.
Gross!
But now in something that could possibly be better news.
Now for something completely different.
Ed Boon. The Mortal Kombat... Runs NetherRealm Studios.
Yes.
We told you last week how he winked and said there could possibly be a Mortal Kombat Killer Instinct crossover. Now he said there is a possibility, and he just said the word possibility, that a horror icon Mortal Kombat type fighting game could be in the future. Which makes sense because they've already had Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, Alien, Predator. I'm probably missing another one or two.
You know, it'd be cool. Fucking Pinhead.
Well, that's another one I'm sure they could get.
But yeah.
Line up all the horror icons, Mortal Kombat style, and have them go. Take my money, because I would play the hell out of that. Especially because it's a fighting game, and I know what I'm doing. Not fucking first-person shooters.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just a button masher. I actually know a little bit of the controls.
Fuck that.
Whereas, you know, Counter-Strike or anything like that, I'm like...
Like, oh, I did something cool.
Hey, look at that. Oh, I got shot again. God damn it. TV stuff. Linda Carter. Wonder Woman. Who would swirl around in cheesy effects, and she would be in an awesome outfit. She's going to be the president on Supergirl. I'm okay with that. Yeah. If anybody's going to be president, might as well fucking be Wonder Woman.
So. She was a governor in Super Troopers.
Yes. So, see, she just moved up. She got elected.
Right.
Yeah. Archer has been renewed for 3 more seasons. Cool. That'll give them 10, which is awesome. Episode 1 of Flash for this coming season. Grant Gustin said, I'm allowed to tell you the name of the episode. It is Flashpoint. So that's going to be the story.
I just watched the Flashpoint cartoon.
Now, he said that he is both a fan of the DC comic and the animated movie, and that this is going to be their take on it, but it will do the story justice.
That Flashpoint cartoon is fucked up.
Yes, it is awesome. But it is not a kid animated. No, don't let your kids, because the heroes be killing people. So.
Yeah.
You actually get to see Wonder Woman be a fucking badass warrior. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Flash next season will be Flashpoint. Chad Coleman, who most people probably know as Tyrese from Walking Dead, big black guy. He's your next big bad guy for this coming up season of Arrow. Apparently they're going to get rid of the whole mystical bullshit that they did last season, and he's going to be, think of it as DC's version of the Kingpin. Trying to get all the mob people together to take over the town type of thing. Gotham has cast... we told you they were going to do their take on like Vicky Vale and stuff like that. They have cast Jamie Chung, who plays Mulan on... Oh, what's the
Once
ABC
Upon
show?
A Time.
Once Upon a Time, as Valerie Vale.
Oh,
she will be playing Valerie Vale, which is their take on... And we told
she Asian?
Yes. And we told you they were recasting for...
Chung?
No, it's Scandinavian.
Yeah. We told you they were recasting Poison Ivy. We now have our Poison Ivy. Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Fuck yeah.
Is your new Poison Ivy? I have a better picture. There we go.
Yeah.
Got me into it.
Yep. So that's fine with me. It looks like,
oh my,
for Marvel's The Defenders, which is going to be the big team-up of Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones, your bad guy could be Mephisto.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And it would also lead into, if they do Wave 2 or Phase 2, you could bring in Ghost Rider, you could bring in Moon Knight. It's going to open up that type of... So,
Moon Cricket.
Yeah. I'm all about that. And now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for this week in Ghostbusters. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Oh, no.
Sony announced a brand new animated Ghostbusters show.
Oh, Christ. Are you kidding me?
Ghostbusters Ecto Force. But wait, there's actual hope. Will further expand the Ghostbusters cinematic universe and focus on a new generation of Ghostbusters in the year 2050 who capture ghosts around the world with help from local teams. Look for it early 2018.
They did the, what was it called? Ghostbusters Next or Beyond or something
All
like that.
All new Ghostbusters or whatever.
Remember, it was like, it was only Egon and like three kids or something. Remember, it was a cartoon?
Kinda.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
No. But you're going to get this.
Why? What's wrong with it? Is it broken?
No, you were fading out. Oh.
I hate to fade out.
Yeah, you do. The head of Sony also came out and said that all the hate for the new Ghostbusters movie is great. He loves it and wants more because of the publicity. So, not, you know, I hate that you don't like our stuff, but yeah, give us more. And apparently they're looking at a $40 to $50 million opening weekend. Exactly my thought, Skeets.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the estimate is right now. I'm like, oh, God, I hope not.
We need to start
I hope you drop the zero off the and just make four to five.
We need to start a hate Ghostbusters Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, it probably already has one.
There is. Okay. Last thing for this week in Ghostbusters news. The new theme song came out. The Fallout Boy with Missy Elliott. Everybody panned the shit out of it. Even the people that are like, yay, Ghostbusters, are like, this song's dog shit. It is a burning trash fire.
Fallout Boy.
Who has occasionally made a catchy song. With Missy Elliott, it's bad.
Should have got Skrillex.
Bangarang, that's right. Would have been better, at least. But yeah, that the new song.
He's going on tour with Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses.
Sure, why not? Yeah. But yeah, so the new Ghostbusters theme is dog shit. So, and I saw the Suicide Squad soundtrack thing came out. It's not good either. And I think that, don't you think that they would have learned a lesson from Guardians? That if you have an awesome soundtrack, it enhances the movie. But apparently all the good soundtrack stuff got shoved to Guardians and everybody else is stuck with shit.
Music as a whole is going to shit.
Yeah, there you go.
There's nothing good. Nothing. No. I can't think of anything good. I can't think of one single fucking thing that's good right now.
I gotta wait a month for the new Bouncing Souls record. So that's
about the new Volbeat is pretty good.
That yeah. There's a couple. Really? Yeah, mm-hmm. There's some hitting. It's real hit and miss though.
But they won't play it on the radio. It won't get airplay. No. It's word of mouth at this point.
Yeah. Like the old tape trading guys. Bryan Cranston, you know him.
Yeah. He was the Malcolm's Mr. dad.
He's your Zordon for Power Rangers.
I can see it.
Walter White is the floating head. We talked about how Willem Dafoe was in Justice League. We now know his role. A loyal servant to Aquaman, Vulko, showed Arthur Curry his birthright and home of Atlantis. Vulko even incited the violent Atlantean war just so he could get Aquaman to reclaim the throne. So, kind of a gray character. No, he's not superpowered. He's just an Atlantean. So, but I can see Willem Dafoe being a puppet master type pulling the strings character. I lost my spot. Hey, there it is. The Rock. You know him. He's in every fucking movie. It looks like Universal really wants him to play the Wolfman for their upcoming shared movie universe.
But Benicio del Toro already did that.
Was that actually called the Wolfman? I think it was. But this is their reboot of the whole thing. This is where, like, Johnny Depp's Invisible Man and stuff like that. Tom Cruise is doing The Mummy.
The whole Universal monsters.
Yeah.
I thought that's where they were going to jump off at with Benicio del Toro's, and then they were going to go from.
No, they relaunched everything.
Oh, fucking shit.
Yeah. So The Rock might be a Wolfman. This week in.
Cause he looks like a Larry Talbert. Sorry.
The Rio Olympics, we've told you how it's going to be just a train wreck of global proportions. There's more problems. Two more Olympians were robbed. Members of the Australian Paralympic sailing squad.
Oh, that's not fair. They can't move very fast.
Exactly. They were down there to do pre-runs to test the courses and stuff like that. Robbed at gunpoint. And the head of Australia's Olympic team has urged Brazilian authorities to implement Olympic-scale security now in Rio before an athlete gets hurt. So, that's coming. Both Rory McIlroy and LeBron James have said they will not compete in the Olympics this year. 6 weeks before the Summer Olympics are open in Rio, the lab that's supposed to do all the drug testing suspended by the World Anti-Doping Agency for not failing, confirmed the citing the lab's nonconformity with international standards. So your drug testing lab's even shit down there. And the really fuck, if that wasn't bad enough, an Amazon jaguar was shot dead shortly after his participation in a torch lighting ceremony in Rio.
Oh, yeah.
They had this jaguar chained up, and the dignitaries, let's call them, got to hold the torch and take a picture with a chained up jaguar. Well, the jaguar, they let it off the thing as they were getting ready to move it back. They had tranquilized it, and it started walking, you know, just walking towards one of the cops. Cops shot it. Shot it one time in the head. Boom, killed it. Apparently, they're a threatened species down there. Local environmental authority indicated that the ceremony's organizers had not sought permission to use the jaguar. No request was ever made to authorize the participation of the jaguar Juma in the event. The Olympic torch, said the authorities in a statement. Local and international animal rights activists have already protested the move. We made a mistake in permitting the Olympic torch, a symbol of peace and unity, to be exhibited alongside a chained wild animal. This image goes against our beliefs and values, an organizer for the Rio 2016 committee said in a statement. We guarantee there will be no more such incidents at Rio 2016.
I hope people die down there.
They will.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they do. Absolutely. Because you know why? And it sounds awful, but there's like hardly any media bitching about how bad it is. They say they're not going to go, but there's like, it's quiet. It's not even as big as what Russia was a couple of years ago.
Oh, the Sochi thing? No.
They're like, oh, well, these apartments are horrible.
There's bears walking in the hallway.
There's a bear going down the hall. Oh, I don't know if I could stand it here anymore.
It wasn't a real bear. It was just a fucking Slovakian weightlifter.
Yeah.
No, it was a real bear.
It was a real bear. Yeah. But I just don't understand. Like, there's bad things going on in a third world country that you're going to be holding the goddamn Olympics in. And you bitched about Russia and not having crumpets with my tea at 2 o'clock.
Well, it's because the government of Brazil is leaning hard socialism. And so that would put that view in a bad light. And so we can't have that. It's like why you don't hear really anything about Venezuela right now. About how there's food riots. And how a dozen eggs, if you can find them, are equal to what, in their money to our money, would be $100 here. For a dozen eggs.
Let's go to Venezuela.
People are eating out of the garbage. Like people that have factory jobs are eating out of the garbage because there's no food. It's socialism has ruined that country.
God, we can make a lot of money going down there. Black market eggs.
We could also die.
Yeah, that's the... The next sports story is just kind of fucked up.
And it's hot down there.
Oh, yeah.
A Swedish soccer player, it's a football on my thing, was given a red card and kicked out of a game for farting. When a ref decided that it was directed towards him, you know, guy ripped the fart, the ref took offense to it, said, you were, you know, trying to antagonize me, and gave the guy a red card and kicked him out of the game. So.
Well, looks like I'm not playing soccer.
No, God, no.
I can see you run down the fucking field, and all you hear is...
I get to walking parts all the way down the field.
And the player said after the game, he's like, it's not like I farted in my hand, cupped it, and put it in his face. You know, I was standing 10 feet away.
Who would do such a thing?
He said, I even asked for clarification.
You're like the king of the whiffadoo. What are you talking about?
Next thing I have, Chicago Blackhawks Patrick Kane became the first U.S.-born player to win the Hart Trophy as MVP. That was awesome, because at least we won something this year. Comic books, I only have one thing. IDW announced the Road to Revolution. This is their big thing where they're putting Transformers, G.I. Joe, Micronauts, Rom the Space Knight, and Mask all in one universe. Is going to do a 100-page one-shot special. September is when this is going to start. So you're going to get a big book to kind of, like DC did with Rebirth. And so, like, here's where we're at, and here's, you know, here's the start of our new universe. So.
That's what I was going to buy when I went to that comic book shop, and I didn't have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were out.
Yeah. I have one thing for music, and I'll give it to you guys. Or actually, I have two. I don't know if you have the other one. Ralph Stanley, bluegrass legend, did majority of the music for the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. Died at 89 from skin cancer.
Ugh.
He had been fighting it for years and years. So, what you guys got there?
I got Chino Marino from the Deftones.
Is he alive?
I think so. Mm-hmm. He performed in a volcano.
So we're not sure if he's alive.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just because
he could.
Yeah, that's why.
I didn't watch it.
I don't blame you.
I've seen Deftones live, and it was very disappointing.
These guys aren't Death Clock.
I know.
Right? I mean, you don't have to perform in a volcano.
We'll only play if the volcano is erupting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only other thing I have is Converse made a Chuck Taylor with a built-in wah pedal.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
A Dunlop wah?
I don't know what it is.
You just sounded really Asian.
Dunlop wah?
Yeah.
Boom boom wah! Soul brother, tubuku! Sorry.
I apologize for Asian speaking.
But it has.
That we don't have?
Yeah, it has.
Well, it's Vietnamese, so I don't think we have anybody in Vietnam listening.
Lychee nuts?
It has a jack in the side of it.
Huh. I tried that once, hurt my arm.
That's retarded.
It is kind of retarded, but it's kind of cool.
It's a cool gimmick. I mean, you could pull it out during a concert and go, I'm putting on my, you know, you're sponsoring the thing. You said that's all you got?
That's all I got.
Lady Gaga's in Indianapolis.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. You don't care about Gaga?
No.
Prince.
She's a man.
You remember him?
I do.
His Yellow Cloud guitar. Probably one of his most famous guitars, other than that weird cymbal guitar, has sold at an auction. Bought for $137,500.
Worth every penny.
By fellow pain pill drug addict and Indianapolis' own Willy Wonka, Jim Irsay.
What a cocksucker.
Who now owns guitar. He's a fucking collector. He owns a Clapton. I think he actually... Did he buy Brownie? I want to say he bought Clapton's Brownie guitar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
He bought a Dylan guitar. He bought Lennon, Ringo drums. Now he owns Prince's Cloud guitar. And he bought the original manuscript to On the Road, the Jack Kerouac book, donated it to IU. He's just a weird, weird pill-popping dude. So
he's got too much fucking money.
Yeah, that's why he does pills.
Converse all-wah sneakers.
But let's see. I have one more thing. This is kind of movie news. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. You know him, the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulking bitch.
Yeah. He's on the U.S. terror watch list after campaigning in support of a documentary highlighting the alleged dangers of natural gas drilling, also known as fracking. Apparently, he was setting up screenings for this Gasland documentary, and the government didn't like it, so they put him on the terror watch list.
Makes sense.
Vince is eyeballing me trying to figure this
out. I don't understand.
Because I actually see the wheels turning in the side of his head.
They don't have Matt Damon jumping on that?
Oh, I'm sure he's part of it, but Ruffalo's more outspoken. He's more of an activist type. So he got put on a terror watch list. This just kind of shows that anybody at any time can get put on a watch list if they don't like what you say.
How you feel about Obama now?
We'll get there.
Motherfucker.
We'll get there.
Motherfucker.
Is that all we got? You got anything?
Yeah.
You got a video
I got some
there?
Big shit.
All right. I'm sure you do. You just drank a bunch of coffee.
Valve.
Yeah, I got one good one in my heart.
The Bellevue Video Company.
Oh, yeah, I know where this is going.
Yes, behind the popular Counter-Strike Global Offensive is being sued for its role in the multi-billion dollar gambling economy that's fueled the game's popularity.
Yeah.
Michael John McLeod, a Fairfield, Connecticut man who has been gambling on CSGO since 2014, filed a lawsuit Thursday in the U.S. District Court in Connecticut alleging that Valve violated gambling laws and engaged in racketeering with a handful of offshore gambling companies. Okay.
Break it down for the people, sir.
If you're familiar with Team Fortress 2, Counter-Strike, you get drops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, you get a hat or something. My son got a hat from TF2. He sold it for $300. A fucking hat. It doesn't do anything. It's just a hat. Okay, you get all these... For CSGO, though, you get, like, weapon drops. You get a knife or a gun or something else. Well, the knives go for a lot of money. If you get a special knife or whatever. Well, there's sites out there that you can gamble your items to get a better item. It's a big business. Shit sells for thousands of dollars. These fucking made-in-the-computer land knife that doesn't do anything special... They don't do your taxes. They don't, you know, it's just a fucking knife in a video game sells for tons of money. Well, they got caught finally. Or, I don't know, somebody called them out finally.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It's silly.
How do you think it's going to go in court, though?
I don't think...
And will this affect... How will this affect... Because it obviously will... The game going forward or anything else that they try to do going forward.
I don't think Valve will be necessarily involved with it too much because they don't own the companies that are doing the gambling.
Unless they can try to find a paper trail or something
right.
like that.
I don't think it'll be too bad. I think it'll hurt the economy in CSGO though.
Yeah.
And if you had anything worth anything, I'd
cash now.
Fucking cash that shit in.
Yeah. I believe it.
I mean, I know it's kind of fear-mongering, but...
Once a lawsuit and it gets in the courts, yeah. That's time to...
It's just silly shit. It's not...
Yeah, it really is.
I sold a card this morning for the Steam Summer Sale, which is going on right now. I sold it for like 10 cents.
Really?
Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't... People have way too much fucking money to spend, so if they want to do it, I guess it's all right.
I'd like to know how.
On video games.
Yeah, video games. We didn't have to do that shit back in the day. We just had to blow in the damn cartridge enough to get it to actually work.
Yeah, no shit, and everybody was happy.
Like, when you're trying to put it in the Nintendo, and, like, you've blown the cartridge and it wouldn't work, so you did that, like, halfway slide in.
Yeah.
And then you push it down to where it... Clunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you
wiggle
shake it. You shake it. We didn't have... Buying currency. We just had to get fucking Mario to work.
I had the long Q-tips for circuit boards, and we dip them in alcohol and clean off the connectors or whatever. The pins. God, that's sad.
That's the old stuff.
God. Oh, and Dolphin 5.0 came out the other day.
Echo?
No.
Dolphin,
Nintendo emulator. I guess it emulates...
Oh, really?
It emulates N64, SNES.
Wow.
It you don't even need a goddamn Nintendo anymore. So,
nice.
Yeah, there you go. They fixed a bunch of shit with it. There was a bunch of glitches and the ghost in Mario Kart when you were ghosting, you know, it would glitch and they fixed a bunch of shit. Yeah, so you don't even need a fucking console.
Awesome.
There you go.
You got anything else before we go to Song of the Week?
Yeah, faggot.
Jesus.
No, I don't.
How's your mom?
Actually, she's not doing real great. She went to do a scan on the 20th.
Did you know this?
No!
No, I didn't really want to talk about it, but...
Well, goddammit!
It's okay.
We don't have to talk about
it. It's okay. She went for a scan on the 20th, and they found more cancer on her liver. And so she had an MRI yesterday, and I haven't found out what's going on with that. So she has to do more aggressive, like, radiation and chemotherapy.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, if it's on the liver can grow back.
Well, the doctor you know kind of doesn't know how long she's going to make it.
This will be the last time Vince ever asks a fucking question.
I don't even
question.
Care. I'm trying to play the part of the concerned friend here.
And you fucked
it. I fucked it up.
You
I'm sorry.
You can't even do that right.
I know. That's awesome.
She's still in good spirit, though. She's doing all right.
Wow.
We're all just like looking at Vince right now. Like, you fucked up.
Yeah, thanks. No. I know. I'm just trying to be helpful here. Wow.
This is why you don't get told shit.
I'm not going to ask any more questions. I'm just going to be like, nigger this and spit that. You know.
All right, your song of the week this week. Just trying to move on. Wow. Jesus Christ. Is a contest. We're doing another contest song for our famous No Prize.
Insane Clown Posse.
No.
Oh.
Vince picked this one. He didn't know it was a blind pick. It's hilarious. Don't give any things away. At Inconclusive Pod on Twitter or inconclusivebreakdown at gmail.com. Send in artist, song name, and movie it's from. Should be simple. Should be really simple. No, it's not Simple Minds. I know where you were thinking.
I think you have to be at a certain age for this one, too.
Oh, yeah. 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 Little kids ain't going to get this. They're going to be like, who's that singing? And that's all the hint I will give. So, all right. So, he's highballing me right now. It's fucking scary.
I know. I feel awful. Just all wanted to ask a simple question.
All right. Song of the week. Here you go.
We don't need to know the way. Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from Neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
The song plays, though, before we...
Yes.
So I could say it now.
Well, I mean, I guess you could.
I'm not going to.
Okay. For the rest of the show, I will be Jeff.
Fuck you!
And doesn't like Jeff, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy. Yeah.
Jeff.
Break. Woo! Don't break the shit.
I saw a sticker somebody showed on Reddit, and it said, fuck Vince, and had a picture of a black guy, and I was going to send it to you.
That's beautiful. Top 10 or fan cast?
Yeah.
All right, top 10 it is. Top 10 this week, Transformers characters. There's a shit ton to pick from. We actually
had Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
I'm sorry.
That's the wrong thing, Michael.
Hey, it's the 80s, okay?
Mr. Feeny.
Fuck him.
Some choices from our listeners. Mike came in with Bumblebee and Starscream. Baza came in with Ironhide. So those are some good picks. We'll see if those made anybody's lists.
Anybody ask how he's doing?
Quit asking how people are fucking doing.
Jeez. I mean, no, Baza with the Britain leaving the EU.
There's a question coming up. He's not happy about it from what I can tell.
Oh.
All right, start us off number 10, Mr. Short.
Scorponok.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, here I'm playing the part of the concerned radio host. I know.
Up.
I don't know. Fuck him. I don't care how fuck he feels. How's that? I love you, Timmy.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeff.
Jeff.
Devastator.
God damn it, Hiram Ellis. My number 10, Retgar. From the animated movie, The Ba Weep Grana Weep Ninny Bong, when they land on the planet of junk.
Yeah.
Number 9, fucker. Vince, ask him a question, goddammit.
What's your number 9?
Yeah, there we go.
Don't cry.
Astro Train.
God damn it, higher on my list.
Astro Lube.
Yeah.
Glide.
Glide. It's Glide.
Whatever. Grimlock.
Fucker, higher Fuck, on yeah. my list. I have Hot Rod at number 9. Number 8.
Grimlock.
Predaking.
Ah. This is where I have Starscream.
Oh, you asshole.
Number 7.
Warpath.
Ooh. That's a good one.
7?
Yep.
Bruticus.
Oh, I didn't even think of Bruticus.
I love that guy.
Shit, yeah. My number 7, Perceptor, which was one of my favorite toys, which is the one that transformed into the...
Butt plug?
No. That was a Buttatron. No, Perceptor was the...
Vibrotron.
Vibrotron. He was the microscope.
He was the
science officer, yeah. He was Spock.
We have this thing at work that holds up a screen, and it says Ergotron on it. And I said, that's the shittiest Transformer ever.
The Poopatron 5000. Number 6, Mr. Short.
Sideswipe.
Yeah.
I got Starscream.
Astrotrain, which is one of my favorite toys, because it was a triple changer.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah. Was the space shuttle, the train, and then robot form.
Yeah, you liked the butt plug before. Yeah, I'm surprised you liked the big one.
Yeah.
Call Tony.
Number 5.
Jazz.
Scatman Crothers was the voice of Jazz in the original cartoon. Loved it.
Shockwave.
Nah, he was the one with like the weird shaped head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. He didn't make my list though. I got Megatron at 5. Number 4.
Your turn.
Soundwave.
Higher on my list.
He's higher on my list. I got 6 shot.
I
didn't even think
he
about
was
him.
The first toy that would change into 6 different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had him for a while, yeah. Number 4, I got Optimus. I don't think Ultra Magnus is going to make anybody's list.
I thought about it, man.
He was the douche canoe of the whole fucking team.
That was the car carrier, wasn't it?
Yeah. Number 3.
Starscream.
Megatron.
I have me, Grimlock, at number 3.
3.
3. Numbers are hard. Number 2.
Megatron.
Soundwave.
Yep. I have Devastator at number 2. Number 1.
Optimus Prime.
That's what I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is Soundwave, just because... But it's...
He's cool, though.
Yeah, but I also including Rumble, Ratbat, Frenzy, and Ravage. I'm also including all the cassette tapes, because I can't remember the Autobot version. But Soundwave was the coolest, because he had the coolest voice.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Did you hear last week's show?
Yeah.
He nailed it with that number 1, dude. Fucking Lindsey Buckingham. Yeah. Come out of left field on that one. I didn't even... I was like, God damn it!
Occasionally, Jeff knows his stuff.
Jeff knows his shit.
Occasionally. Our fan cast this week, Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
I nailed this motherfucker, by the way.
This was right up your alley, so your character list. Dream, Death, Desire, Delirium, Destiny, Despair, Destruction, Daniel, Lucian, and Merv Pumpkinhead. Just because I wanted something that didn't have a fucking D in the name. Neil Gaiman loves the D.
I was going to say that you love the D. He was going to say the same thing.
And Tony, he loves the D too.
Tony loves your D, I think.
Well, that's fine.
Somebody.
I don't think he's got any Irish in him.
Not yet.
But if he wants to.
This has just went completely downhill horribly fast. Start us off with your dream.
Dream, Josh Stewart.
Nah, thank God I got the IMDb pulled up.
J-E-F-F.
Shut up, fucker. Oh, from, he was on,
Finding Dory, apparently.
Tranny Dory. Interstellar, Batman, Dark Knight Rises. Criminal Minds, that's where I knew him from. He was,
kind of a creepy looking dude.
Yeah, he is. I can see that. That's a good pick. Vince.
Coyote Shivers.
Only when it's cold. I don't know how to spell coyotes.
C-O-Y.
God damn. O-T-E. Sound it out.
It's right there.
I got it. Coyote Shivers. He is...
Canadian.
well, he's Canadian. Empire Records, Johnny Mnemonic.
Fucking A.
Well, he ain't been in shit for a while.
Yeah, give it to him.
That's good. I like that.
He's got the hair.
Yeah. I went with Tom Hiddleston. I went with Loki. I think he could pull it off. I didn't think he could pull off Hank Williams Sr., but fucker fooled me.
How did that... That didn't do very well in theaters, did it?
It was limited release. It didn't go wide. It just did, art housey run. Like, it was like a Oscar grab type movie. But phenomenal. Scary good. So I figured he fooled me with that. You could pull this off.
Hell yeah.
Death.
Tatiana Maslany.
That's my pick as well.
Really?
Yeah, because she is from Orphan Black.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah, she's...
I had Natalie Portman.
That's not bad either.
That's good.
They're both little. They both fit the...
Yeah. Yep. That was mine as well, so we are to you.
Canadian?
Desire.
And we probably all have the same one for this one.
I doubt it.
Tilda Swinton.
That's who I've got.
I got Rooney Mara.
Yeah, that would work too.
Yeah.
She looks manly, but female.
Girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frightening. Delirium.
Maisie Williams.
I was thinking her from Game of Thrones. I really was. But I didn't pick her. Who you got?
Zoe Kazan.
I saw her...
Kay.
Yeah, hey. I saw her in a couple things. What was it? Ruby Sparks, Fracture.
The Fractured Butthole.
Yes, Fractured Butthole. she's not been in a lot of well-known things, but...
Well, this will be her well-known movie.
This would be well-known, and she could do it. I went with Lily Cole.
Hmm.
Who was in Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus and Snow White and the Huntsman. And she almost looks like the...
comic.
Art-wise, yeah. So, even though I do know when Neil Gaiman was writing this, Drew Barrymore was the inspiration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For Delirium, so. That takes us to Destiny.
John Hurt.
God damn it, that's mine.
That's good. Yeah. I had Liam Neeson.
That's good, too. Yeah, mine was John Hurt as well. Just because I want the War Doctor in as many things as I can cast him in.
Fucking A.
That takes us to Despair. We all might have the same one on this.
Kathy Bates.
Yep.
That's who I got.
It's a sweep for that naked scene in About Schmidt.
That's who else I was thinking of. The fattest, nastiest looking whore I could find. Hey.
On the website Despair. I looked at, the one of the choices was Bigornis Sidibe.
Oh, the big Gabby Sidibe
from yeah.
Sapphire Push.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was in American Horror Story. Yeah, I saw that she...
Yeah, that's an American Horror Story, all right.
Yeah, it is.
Precious.
Precious. Destruction.
I don't know how to say his last name, but Christopher Hivju.
Hivju, yeah. That's exactly who I got as well.
I got Fassbender.
Do you?
Just give it to him.
Yeah, Christopher Hivju from Game of Thrones as well. That's a scary looking dude.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me and Mr. Short. Yeah, that's like three in a row we have the same.
I think we went to the same website.
Probably. Daniel. This is... Now, what is the actual relationship between him and Dream? Because it's really fucking confusing.
I don't know.
Because there's two or three different interpretations of it in the one story.
Yeah. I thought he was just like the opposite of Dream, wasn't he? He's like the light version.
I kind of thought that myself, but I'm not exactly sure.
I haven't read those books in forever.
That's true.
It's been a very, very long time. And you could tell that Gaiman really didn't steal a lot of ideas from Piers Anthony, but he really echoes a lot of the incarnations of immortality.
Yes. I will agree with
so,
that. Yeah.
I bought you a book for Christmas.
Yes, I know. Thank you. I love you. How many times do I have to tell you I love you today?
I said thank you.
Hey, there aren't rug burns on your knees.
Shut up, Jeff.
Fine. Who's your Daniel?
Cillian Murphy.
Oh, that's really good. Yep. Scarecrow from Dark Knight.
I had a Stephen Thompson. He's the model. PH, yeah, Tom.
Tomkinson?
TH. No. You might have to Google it. No, Thompson.
Thompson.
You might have to Google it because you got to see this guy.
I'm working on it.
He's fantastic.
He's a male model, so he must be. Let's see.
Yeah, but there's a surprise.
Oh.
There he is.
Oh.
Now, see, it also comes up as Wonder Boy from the UFC. That's not who you mean.
Yeah.
You mean this big, goofy-looking... Jesus Christ. He looks like one of the engineers from Prometheus.
He's an albino.
Albino.
He looks like Tilda Swinton's love child.
That's...
frighteningly good.
I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. Hannah, thank you. You're welcome. Ta-da! I win that one.
Yeah.
That very much looks like this picture right here with the hat. Stephen King, the can I come in and talk to you for a minute?
Well, god damn it.
Yeah.
That's not Stephen King. It was
Stephen King book. I want to say Salem's Lot. That's not it. Fuck it. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
All right.
Thinner?
No, not Thinner.
Needful Things?
Yes.
Oh, was it Needful Things?
I think it was Needful
Things. Or the creepy old guy?
Yeah. All right. Mine was Jared Leto. So, but yeah, you win with yours. Lucian, who is the butler-ish type character? Let's say that. Kind of librarian butler type character. So who you got?
Bill Nighy.
The science guy?
Bill!
Spelled different.
Oh, I thought you were actually just...
Bill. N-Y-G-H-Y. N-I-G-H-Y, sorry.
Bill Nye from Love Actually, and almost looks like Gary Oldman. Holy crap.
Oh, he was on
Hot Fuzz, yeah. Harry Potter.
He's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he has. Jesus. I, Frankenstein.
Total Recall.
Was he the guy on, god damn it, the Black Pearl, the, he wasn't,
Davy Jones.
Yeah, was he Davy Jones?
Says it right there.
Yeah, with the CG on top of it.
I believe so.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Yep. Good pick.
I think he was a vampire in...
he was Underworld.
Yeah.
He was the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you got there, Vince for Lucian?
Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, you went with the other war doctor.
Yeah. Why not?
Because he's awesome. Three Siphons.
I love that guy.
Yeah. From Notting Hill. He was in Knight's Tale.
He was in...
Elementary. He plays Mycroft on the Elementary.
Yeah.
The Lucy Liu version.
Which is really, really good. Start watching that.
Phenomenal show. Please watch it so it gets renewed. Jesus Christ.
Have you watched it?
What was it?
Elementary.
No, I haven't watched
it. It's
with Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah, Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu.
Is it on Hulu?
Should be.
I don't know, but it's fucking good.
What network is it on?
CBS.
Oh, well, then it won't be on Hulu.
No.
They hardly ever talk about it. Like, I never see anything, but it is fucking great.
Yeah.
They nail really it. The camaraderie between him and Lucy Liu are...
And I was... When that show started, I was like, I'll give it a chance because I'm such a Sherlock Holmes fan.
I was almost against it, but
I... Especially after the Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal work. But... I was like, man, I'll give it a shot.
I like it better.
Hands down, I like it better.
I like it better than the Cumberbatch one.
I do too. But yeah, he plays Mycroft on Elementary. So that takes us to Merv Pumpkinhead.
Mark Wahlberg.
Fucking really?
Because what better voice coming out of a pumpkin?
Than a waterhead. Mark Waterhead.
Oh, we're all going to hell.
Oh, I got Doug Jones.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really good. I just cast the voice. Because I'll have in the computer.
Sure.
Gilbert Godfrey as the voice of Merv Pumpkin.
Wow. You just killed this movie.
Yep.
Congratulations. I'm not going to go see it now.
But I'll cast Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that would have been a good...
Despair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Despair. Yeah, it would have. She's the new Kathy Bates.
Oh, Oh, that means she's going to be naked here in a few more movies.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see
Bates
it.
Is so much better.
No, that's true, yeah.
I bet she shaves. I bet it's bald.
Who? Shut the fuck up.
I bet that shit is just like, yeah, I bet just, you can't even stick a finger in that motherfucker. Smells like goddamn watermelon fucking Jolly Ranchers, man.
No. Send your hate mail to Vince.
Smells like sweaty pork.
I bet. I bet it tastes good, too. I bet it tastes like cotton candy.
Like fucking leftover sriracha beef jerky. Some shit. Ew, just horrible.
Like a rotten ham sandwich.
I bet her butthole's bleached.
Like licking the fucking bottom of an Arby's trash can.
I'd eat it. I'd eat it. I fucking tongue punch up fart box first. Get down in there.
I think you get knocked out. You might throw a punch, but I think the
I bet she goes ass to mouth, too.
That counter hook will probably knock you out.
Jeff, calm down. Right. Ass to mouth, Melissa McCarthy. Oh, let's do it.
That takes us to listener questions. I should apologize. I got to get the thing off the albino.
No, he's eating cookies.
I'm going to have a cookie and waste that and wash that taste out of my mouth.
Get that Arby's horsey sauce out of your mouth. Yeah, there we go.
Now, if you get that off there, I can't concentrate with that on there.
Can't take you people anywhere. All right. First listener question. Who's going to take over the planet first? The robots, aliens, or the apes? Or will humans just fuck it up so bad we have to leave it?
Hopefully the aliens.
I would, yeah.
If there's a bigger, higher force out there that sees that we're fucking shit up, wouldn't you think there'd be some kind of moral obligation since they probably put us here, wink? You know, that...
Somebody's watching Prometheus again.
Right. That, hey, you're fucking shit up. Quit.
Eventually, they will just shake the whole fucking ant farm. And,
right.
Yeah.
Kang and Kodos.
Don't blame me. I voted Kodos. That's right. Oh, speaking of fucking Simpsons, I'm down to 113 missions left to go.
I think I have 89.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, be who you are. Love who you love. Pride for everyone.
r/free donuts.
So is that, yeah. Does that mean animals too? What's that mean?
No. Fucker, you don't work for a salon.
I or could.
No, sorry, that's... I might bring that up later. We have Tim, listener of the week.
Tim.
And Roboto both asked the same question. What do you think of Bryan Cranston as Zordon? Tim said, I don't hate the idea. I think he'll do a good job. He went from selling meth to being a floating head. Not too far of a stretch. I think he'll do fine.
Yeah.
I mean...
It might be all right.
Yeah.
It can't be as bad as the movie.
Secret of... No, I said Secret of the Ooze. Because I was thinking of Ivan Ooze. Don't look at me like that.
Which one was that? That was the first Power Rangers movie. The only Power Rangers movie.
Yes.
With Gabrielle Fitzpatrick in it.
Yes.
And her hoochie hanging out.
Yeah. Well, yep.
The Volvatron. Da, da, da.
Honorable mention for a favorite Transformer. Yeah, I think he'll do fine. Any thoughts on the UK leaving the EU?
I know that it's really annoying on Reddit.
Yeah, boy, you ain't kidding. And it's one way or another. There's no middle ground on it for sure.
I don't know why.
Look, they got their sovereignty away from a governing body that really has nothing to do with the way they govern their country.
Now see, we look at this through American vision and American history, where we did it. We didn't like the way a governing body away was doing us,
right?
So we pulled out. Granted, ours led to a war and tea in a bay and shit like that, but... At least that didn't have to go to war, but I really don't know because I don't live there. If I lived there, I'm sure I would have different opinions on it. So I don't know.
Yeah, Americans really just need to shut the fuck up about it. And
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
I did see that the young voter turnout was only like 30%, but they're doing like 90% of the bitching. It's like you had the chance to vote you easily would have swayed the vote with your numbers, but you didn't vote. So if you don't vote, you don't get to bitch, I guess. So
yeah, majority won. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And some stupid fucking cunt on Twitter said something about, here's white men and racism, some black bitch here in America, a professor or something.
And I
said, yeah, tell that to the fucking 1,400 children that were sexually abused in Rotherham, that it was all white people and racism. You know, fuck you.
All right, next thing. If you could have one president back, who would it be and why? That's a loaded question.
Washington.
He just want to start over?
Yeah. Just fucking clean the slate. Just.
I think if we had Washington back, he'd look at what they've done to the Constitution and have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or he'd grind his wooden teeth so long the motherfucker would be spitting out splinters.
Bring him back.
I say Reagan.
Harry Truman.
Truman had the balls to drop the bombs.
Carter.
Carter. We got Carter 2.0 in there right now.
Obama. Ugh. Emperor Obama. He's going to drop martial law anyway, no, and we're going to be stuck
somebody,
with him.
Somebody asked Hillary, would she be inclined to, if she was elected president, would she be inclined to put Obama on the Supreme Court? She said, oh, wow, I've never even thought of that. That's a great idea. And all of my fucking constitutional things went, warning, danger, Bull Robinson, danger, oh, fuck this shit. Yeah. So, yeah, so.
Wow. That's the dumbest idea.
Yeah.
She's still running. How is she still running?
I don't know. She's probably running her fucking cock. Well, I would say cocksucker, but we know according to Bill, that ain't right.
I just don't. She has done some naughty, naughty shit. And they've caught her doing naughty, naughty shit, and yet.
Yeah, they took the.
She should be in jail.
The IT people admitted that they took the security things off of her email server.
Of course.
She was having trouble with it.
Put Hillary in jail and put Bill back in office.
No.
Yeah.
No, Bill was a fuck up. All right, next thing.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. What do you think is the most dangerous dog is?
Pitbull.
I don't think any dog is necessarily dangerous. I think it's how people fucking raise them. Because I know more people are bit by chihuahuas every year and poodles every year than by pit bulls. You just hear about pit bulls because they're bigger.
Poodles and chihuahuas don't maul people to death.
Because of the size.
Yeah, but there's more. Pit bulls bite granted, more.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think any dog is inherently evil. Or, you know, going to attack. I think it's, you know, how it's raised.
But it's an animal.
Yeah, any animal could go after you.
So. Yeah. Don't trust them at all. It's a fucking animal.
Speaking of that, it takes us to our next question. What animal scares you the most?
Timmy. He's an aminal.
He's an aminal.
Nothing?
He's got a windmill in his mouth.
Cookie. Oh.
He's chewing a cookie.
He's eating a cookie.
What animal scares you the most? I
don't know.
Spiders?
Spiders, I don't care.
No, alligator, no.
Well, I like alligators.
Yeah.
Those little dick fish.
The ones that swim up your dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, not crazy about those.
No, I'm going to go with that one. That's a good answer.
Dick fish. We hate dick fish.
What are your thoughts on the Dalai Lama, Lady Gaga, and Hillary Clinton all in Indianapolis this weekend? They're all talking at the National Mayor's Convention it's the Mayor's Convention. The Dalai Lama talked at the fairgrounds yesterday, and I put out the tweet that, oh my God, there's a talking llama in Indy. Dolly, that is. Which got an immediate response of, that's pretty disrespectful. To which I did not respond back. I took the high road going, you should have heard my shit about Hillary. Yeah.
Who said that?
Somebody on Twitter. I can't remember. But yeah, Lady Gaga's here to, I guess, support the llama. Ding dong. And Hillary's here because... So it's a good thing we're not actually in downtown Indy because Secret Service is swarming it.
Could be Orlando.
He said that out loud.
I'm not going anywhere near Indianapolis.
No. No. Thoughts on it? I don't know. I saw the mayor. They interviewed the mayor of New Orleans on the news this morning, and he was, we got to get gun control. The only thing they were talking about was gun control.
They come to Indiana
to talk about gun control. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Really?
I mean, the only other worst state they could go to talk about would be Wyoming. There are no gun laws in Wyoming. That's the, you know, we're one Texas. Step above that. We have less gun laws than Texas, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they say Indiana's the number one gun trafficking state. Thank you, Chicago. Fucks. I'm sure you guys have an opinion on the sit-in that happened in Congress this week and the bill that passed in Hawaii. So the sit-in at Congress this week was a bunch of Democratic senators looking like pouty children, sitting on the floor of the rotunda, holding up government business because they didn't get their bill passed or brought up, and they were throwing a fit like little kids. It was 26 senators, led by John Lewis, I think's his name, is the older black guy, the civil rights senator that did a bunch of civil rights work in the 60s.
What was the bill about?
It didn't even get brought up. We have to take some type of action on gun control, is what they were. It was a publicity stunt.
Oh, okay.
Come to find out, somebody did some searching. Did you see this? Where every one of those senators that were doing the sit-in are gun owners.
Yep.
Hypocrites.
Trying to disarm the masses.
But keep theirs.
You know what that is?
Yeah. It's in a little red book that's all printed in Chinese.
Yeah.
Somehow led to 49 million people dying.
Yeah.
Yay! And the bill that passed in Hawaii. Did you hear about this one?
I know.
Okay. Hawaii's governor signed a bill making it the first state. This is absolutely frightening, no matter what side you're on. Made it the first state to place its residents who own firearms in a federal criminal record database and monitor them for possible wrongdoing anywhere in the country. Hawaii's become the first state to place firearm owners on the FBI's rat back list, which was used to monitor criminal activities by individuals under investigation or people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. The law, which takes effect immediately, allows police in Hawaii to evaluate whether a firearm owner should continue to possess a gun after being arrested. Not convicted, arrested.
That's awesome.
That's frightening. That's absolutely scary. And take it out of the whole gun debate. This is a government saying, you did nothing wrong. We're putting you on a list. You're under surveillance. In case you do something wrong. No proof. No probable cause. No due process. Nothing. But you're on a list now. You're going to be watched.
Isn't that fun?
Well, think back. We just told you the story that Mark Ruffalo is on an FBI terror watch list.
It's like
they can throw anybody on a list at any time.
It's like they've read 1984. Said, not as a warning. Book or a lit, yeah, but as like
an instruction manual.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Well, here's how screwed up these government watch lists are for the people that actually support them. You know who was on a no-fly list for years and didn't even know it? Ted Kennedy was on a no-fly list for years. Didn't know it until he was going to go overseas to visit family in Ireland. And then went, I'm on a no-fly list. Why am I on a no-fly list?
Because he fucking...
Well, I know, because he killed a woman, but...
He killed that woman!
He, like, literally did, but...
I did. But what the fuck?
But here's a sitting senator who's a senator for 40 years?
Yeah.
Roughly? On a no-fly terror watch list. They could throw anybody on a list at any time. Take guns out of it.
How do you know if you're on the list or not?
You don't. Until you...
Oh, we're on the list.
Oh, yeah. We're on a list.
You think we are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I guarantee you. until you go to, like, if they want to pass the gun thing, if you want to go to buy a gun, they go, oh, no, you popped up on a list.
I bought a gun. I'm not on a list.
That law's not passed yet. But say you wanted to go fly and you're on the no-fly list, and you go, you buy your ticket, you get ready to board, and oh, you popped up, we can't allow you on the plane, you're on the no-fly list. You don't know until, they don't have to let you know you're on a list or being watched or nothing.
Maybe I need to go try to get on a plane.
My ass ain't never getting on a plane. So.
I got on a plane a few years ago, but that was before we started doing the show.
Yeah, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Yeah, we're not even bad.
Also, I failed a Patriot Act. I failed a Patriot Act screening at work.
Did you really?
I did.
Man, if I knew how to edit, I would put Stars and Stripes Forever in the background over this.
For
I'll show you how to.
I was trying to get my insurance thing. Like, we have an HSA program, health savings account. And I was trying to get my debit card to work. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to HR, and there was a whole big thing about it.
Yeah.
And they sent me a letter saying that I failed a Patriot Act screening.
Wow.
Yeah. Anti-terrorism law put in place in 1989 by George Bush Sr.
What'd you fail?
I don't know. They didn't tell me.
You ain't killed enough of them brown people.
But I had to prove that I'm an American citizen and I that I live where I live and everything. I've been out of the country one time. I went to Canada when I was like 10 years old. I rode a camel when I was like 8 years old.
At the zoo.
At the zoo.
Yeah.
Well,
and I did have
been
a beard.
To a foreign country. He's rode a camel and he has facial hair.
Yeah. You rode an elephant?
Obviously must be Durka Durka.
I did ride an elephant.
You are fucked. You're going to bust down the door.
If you ever see a goat in front of your house, don't put anything in it because it's an IEG, an improvised exploding goat.
You mean I can't fuck it?
No. You see that video?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's fucking brilliant. I love it. That's how you kill the Durkas. But yeah, so let's say we are Bernie Sanders type people, just on the offshoot to look at the other side. Let's say Trump gets in. Why want all those people on a list? Well, you don't have any right. It don't matter. That's what we're doing now. We're putting people on list. So it don't matter right or left. It's government versus personal and states' rights. It's going to get bad, folks. We tell you every week, and it's getting... Now Hawaii's passed this.
Well, I mean, whoever you vote for is going to be shitty.
Like, say you go to visit Hawaii now. This was another part of the law. Let's say we get on a plane and go to Hawaii, do a remote show. We have to register if we are gun owners as soon as we land, and it's part of the check-in process now.
Even if we don't have a gun with us, we have to say, "Oh, I have a gun."
You are a gun owner.
I don't own a gun.
Technically, I don't own a gun.
I don't own a gun. You don't own a gun either.
That's true.
We don't own guns. Wink.
You weren't supposed to wink.
I have no registered firearms.
I have no idea what's going on. I plead the fifth. I don't know how that got there. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, that's probably true.
Those kids don't even look like me. And I don't know where the black one came from, Rev.
Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, last thing I have this week. Jesus Christ. What do you think about the cosplayer at CEO Gaming that was forced to put on pants after complaints?
I saw a little bit about this.
This came up that this girl was cosplaying as Cammy from Street Fighter, and if you've seen it, you know that it's...
She just wears like a onesie.
A onesie, yeah. And somebody threw a fit, and the people at CEO Gaming made her put on pants. So...
I want to see the before.
Yeah, there's no before picture. I look. But it's a Cammy cosplay. I mean, you can figure it out. It's green, nude legs. Just bare legs. So,
well, I mean, she was wearing a thong out in public, so, I mean, it's not...
Well, I mean... I don't know.
There were kids there.
I don't know if there was a thong or not. I
know. They're trying to be... You can see your butthole.
You can see your butthole. But what do you think about... There's been a lot of the harassment against cosplayers thing, and there's been...
It's probably a woman bitching about it.
I would imagine it was a giant wildebeest looking...
Or it was a guy just being a dick toward all the feminists, be like, hey, we can't do this. Why the fuck is she wearing that?
Yeah. That,
which, you know, I can kind of see.
Equality is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, it is. So, hey, we can't do this. And they get to do
they
that?
They wouldn't tell her who complained. Because she asked.
Right.
She's like, who complained about my outfit? And they're like, we can't tell you that. I thought we could face our accusers, but, you know, I guess not. But, yeah, so a grown man can dress up like a fucking My Little Pony and be okay. You know, guy with an 8-foot beard can dress up a Sailor Moon.
That's not the same girl, okay. But.
That's not the same girl, but.
Yeah, that's.
She does have butt cheeks hanging out.
Oh, I don't. Part of me is like, okay, cover up. There might be kids there. I mean, come on. Seriously, I mean, have some taste and tact or whatever. But the other half of me is like, you know what?
Let them do what they're going to do.
We kind of talked about this at work yesterday because my neighbor was cutting down trees and there was a guy and his butt crack was hanging out halfway. Like,
oh, wow.
No, that's sexy.
And I was like, at what point do we consider that indecent? Like, do we have to see his butthole before I can call the cops and say, really?
Pretty I think, much, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Once you start seeing cavities.
Because I know on TV, if any butt crack shows, they blur it out.
Yeah. Because American censors are weird.
Yeah, I mean.
I love European TV, by the way, and Spanish TV.
Oh, yeah.
English awesome. TV.
English TV, yeah.
They're fucking weather women.
Oh, you're talking about the Mexican one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cloudy and rain. Boobies.
That's it. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They have no degree in meteorology whatsoever.
My ass is covering up the warm front.
Titties.
But, yeah. Oh, I think that's it for this week. That's all I have. You got anything you want to bitch and complain about?
No, I got nothing. I don't, my opinions are my own. I don't want to say them out loud. I might hurt somebody's feelings.
Again?
Yes.
Mr. Shore, do you have anything?
Nope, I'm going to go see my mom after this.
It's like salt in an open wound.
Yeah, it is. We have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. Send in your thoughts and suggestions for top 10 lists, fan castings.
Hopefully Indianapolis will still be in one piece after today.
Oh, we got a shout out on Twitter.
Yes, we did. I'm trying to pull that up.
We had a shout.
It was from Jay Baca from, he's the Lucha guy for WLW Studios. He is there with Dan Lopez, new listener to the show, likes it. You guys are fucking awesome and hilarious. Sorry I didn't join you in the real world sooner. Thank you for that. I need to grab something. We have a review.
iTunes
review.
I couldn't find it. It's just, well, I went to the page where it's like 3 reviews.
Yeah, the iTunes is really weird on when they actually bring up a review. Because they're... Oh, we are on Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@fetalbliss.
And speaking of, if you are trying to listen to the show through Google Play, we are still on Google Play.
Oh.
What you have to do, thanks to Tony for figuring this out, is when you click on the link, which is on our Facebook
group,
it will take you to the Google Play front page, and there's a yellow or an orange button. Click on the button, that will take you to us. So that's how you actually listen to us on Google Play. Here's the review. See, 5 stars.
Ooh.
If this is from Mike Rogers, the Honky Tonk Hitman, who has a show about Nashville with Mike Rogers, which is a pretty good show. I listened to an episode. He gave us 5 stars and said, if you love to hear funny rants, then this is your podcast. Hilarious stuff. Subscribe now or they may rape your cat. So
Vince.
Once again,
I fuck a cat once and it was consensual.
Cannot take your ass anywhere.
No, seriously, I have sex with one cat and all of a sudden I'm a rapist.
Next thing we know, you're going to be jumping barriers at the Cincy Zoo and getting fucking Mandingo the gorilla shot.
No, something. I'm white.
Well, that's true. for now.
And I know who my dad was.
He's going to jump in the orangutan thing at the Indianapolis Zoo. And they're going to accept him as their own.
Yeah, well,
you won't even really be able to tell the difference, to be honest.
He's red and hairy like us. He walks funny, but he...
That's not cool. So. Ooby-doo, doopy-doo, I want to be like you. Boop the booty boop.
Good Lord.
Jeff.
I would like to apologize to the listeners. I was not aware that Vince has King Louie-itis. So.
Motherfucker, I am King Louie. But. Motherfuckers. I hate you guys. Cat fucking orangutan.
We need fan art of a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a shirt design.
Yeah, it does. Inconclusive breakdown.
Fucking gorilla or orangutan walking around with a cat on its crotch.
That's right. Wow. We'd probably sell a hell of a lot of those, too.
We probably would.
Probably five.
Because the logo would be this big.
3x3, yeah. Fucking, I hate to teach it. Still do. The hell? Okay, so we said the for song of the week, send it to the email or to the Twitter. We have Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. We have our fan pay or the fan group. Fucking things.
You were even squinting like you were thinking hard.
Yeah, I was. I can't. It's a group. Just search for official Inconclusive Breakdown podcast group. Okay.
You got it, Jeff?
Fuck, Jeff needs help. Hey, they put Pete Rose into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they retired his number.
That's awesome. He won't get into the actual big Hall of Fame, but at least he's in the Reds one. About time.
Yeah, how about that Ty Cobb? I'm just saying.
I know. Talk about a racist.
You're my hero.
Yeah. I think that's it for this week. Wow, what a week.
I only said nigger and spick twice.
No, but you did say slope about five times.
God, I'm slipping, man.
I even made fun of Asians.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
It's like you had it all and then it's spread it out to the people and now you're less of...
Nothing was really angered me because it's shit. Oh! The TTIP?
Oh.
The thing that's stupid.
TTIP.
Yeah.
Is that a rapper?
No.
Shit.
Now that Britain's out of the EU,
yes.
It might nullify
the TPP.
It. Yeah, TTP.
Trans-Pacific
It might nullify it.
Ah.
Because they're not in the union anymore.
Oh.
Ah.
There was something else I wanted to bring up.
Oh,
I sent this to you. I don't know if you remember. Allison.
Yes, rap. And we got banned. How did we, like... I can't read that Twitter feed now.
Really? Did she block us?
I think she did.
Yeah, she did. She blocked me too. Oh, you serious? You are blocked from following Allison Rapp. Yep, she blocked us.
What a fucking cunt, man. What the fuck?
Okay, what the tweet
was. Isn't that
was,
funny? Isn't this the Nintendo chick? But you didn't link her, did you?
I linked, somebody had retweeted her tweet, which was she was trying to get people to a Seattle daycare
to play with the kids.
To play with kids. I shit you not. That's exactly what she was doing. This is the woman that was
what the fuck kids.
Yeah, saying it's okay in Japan. Yeah, but apparently she's blocked both me and you. So that's this week and
she's listening to the show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued. We need a lawyer, Tony.
Tony. Put your dick up and get us a lawyer.
Find us a good Jew.
I need a Jew.
The Hebrew hammer.
Probably one whose last name's Dershowitz, maybe. Or
Shabbat Shalom, motherfucker.
And you wonder why we get blocked.
Oh, God, because nobody likes us. We're very offensive. Oh, I offend everyone fucking.
I didn't even say anything bad. I just said, is this a Nintendo chick? And we got blocked. So.
Well, if it was a retweet, maybe she blocked everyone in that.
That could be.
That thread or whatever.
What's her name?
Allison Rapp. Do we want me?
Can you pull it up?
Rapp?
R-A-P-P.
Is it R-A-P-P?
Rapp.
A-L-I-S-O-N?
Yes.
Look at that picture of Andre the Giant.
Look at that dick.
Handsome man. God.
Look at that cock.
I know.
What's her Twitter handle?
Small Pterodactyl, S-M-O-L-P-T.
No, it's actually at Allison Rapp. A-L-I-S-O-N-R-A-P-P. Haha, you can try to ban us, but we got people that know people.
Look at this. Hi, I finally launched a Patreon to support my sex positive and other socially conscious and sometimes risky at work.
Her Twitter page looks awful.
What am I looking at here? Hold on, Patreon, hold on. This show's going awfully long.
Her and Anna Sarkeesian and all these are using because they're professional victims.
Yeah, but she's doing something with...
Was she, like, advocating... Well, we know she advocates for underage, which is just wrong. And
I think that's what it was. Can you go back? Oh. How do you go back? I can't work your fucking phone.
And you're the tech guy on the show. No wonder the show sounds horrible.
It's Apple.
Intersectional shenanigans. What the fuck am I looking at?
What the hell?
I don't know. She's weird. I don't know what she wants. She wants money for something.
Well, that's... She wants money.
Can we get... We need to start a page.
I've thought about it, but...
We need money. I think people would give us money, wouldn't they?
To do what?
I mean, don't we have to give something back?
Yeah, kinda. We already do a Song of the Week contest with, you know, the no prize.
We could we could send body hair events and Ziploc bags.
Oh, please.
Shave this.
We could sell panties online, too. Hey, how about that?
Technically, we have to give them away.
You can't stop once you get going, can you? Just
look at this. She gets naked.
Oh, classy.
Look at that.
It is. I'd rather see an orangutan and a gorilla and a fucking cat.
I can. As a little extra something something, I'll be sending everyone who pledges at least $3 a high-res digital pic for my last shoot.
Oh, we can do that.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that's what the people really want to see is a high-res picture of this orange bastard.
That's so...
Yeah, doing a naked Heisman pose.
Rubbing his nipples.
This is... That's fucked up. Why the... Who the fuck?
You're like what? You're like a red version of fucking Carl from Aqua Teen. I love the Giants.
Hey, Carl. How do you like our hot dogs? In whoos. Oh, I got nothing. She's fucking weird.
Yeah,
don't give her money.
Don't ever
give her. She's a pedophile.
Yes.
God damn it. Fucking country's falling apart. We want free money. We're not going to give you shit. We just want money.
Well, of course. Oh, here's the thing I was going to show Vince before we left. This was sent to us by Tony. This is the State Fair in New Jersey.
It looks like gorillas in the mist.
I can't play the audio because we're recording because I'm not because our tech guy's a fucking gorilla.
It honestly it needs David Attenborough narrating.
But the girl that is taking the video is
a hoochie.
At first she sounded concerned, but then she started cackling like the Wicked Witch of the West and
beat that nigga down.
No, when you see they end up stomping on his head right here in a second.
Oh, that's awesome.
She said, "Oh, he did." And then she started complaining that she was hungry. So I was, yeah.
That's cool.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
So many.
I'm glad you approved of that, Timmy. No, we bathed ourselves in niggers' blood and all the mongrels too.
You're doing that one, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I wasn't sure where you were going.
We're taking down the Zog machine, Jew by Jew by Jew. The white man marches on.
Wow.
I really hope that sound don't end up on another show.
Oh, it will. It will.
Yeah, very much.
I want money. Can we get royalties off of that?
No, it's not used no more.
Why?
Even the racists have found you too offensive.
They don't use it anymore?
And not for a while, because it was too much of a... blatant.
Did they get complaints?
No, I'm sure not.
Okay.
But you know, they're trying to actually get, like, they got DDP coming on the show this week, and, you know, you don't want to hear the Negro drop. You know? Downward dog and Negro. Yeah, it wouldn't be a good, yeah, that's not how you get sponsors. We need sponsors. But I can't think of any really racist companies besides, you know, black companies. So, and I don't think they would sponsor the show.
That'd be cool if they did, though.
Absolutely.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda Incorporated.
Next week's show brought to you by Colt 45 and the Colt 45 Brewing Company.
Oh, man, I got diarrhea just thinking about that shit.
I'm trying to get Billy D. Williams on the show. That's what I'm trying to work at here.
I might be all right with that.
I would, too. I'd be like, so was Lando really Jar Jar's dad?
Oh.
What?
That's cold. So does your son know who you really are?
Was it as cold as a nice Colt 45? I'm trying. I'm trying to get some money.
Do you have anything to say?
He's just shaking his head. Like,
no.
That's all you do. We need to
He's
do
just that. Shaking his head going, I should have never came back from fucking Michigan. Jesus
we almost need to have this on YouTube just so we can capture you.
Your facial expressions.
Doing this.
The head
you bring
nodded.
Nothing to the radio part of this.
I said quite a bit this
He actually did.
Show.
He said more than normal. So
I love you, though.
Thank you. This is the longest closing of a show.
Yeah, it's been going
ever.
On for like 20 minutes.
Well, because there's so much shit going on. Like, I noticed there's a skull in the Grand Rapids.
Yeah, this is a shirt from the Vault of Midnight, Michigan. Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Shouldn't it be like Detroit
really,
with the skull?
Which I really
over
wanna,
the eye?
I want to go to.
It's Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I know, but if you, it should be like Detroit with a skull. Because, you know.
If there was a Vault of Midnight in Detroit, I'm sure that
No,
would
but
happen.
There's a town of death. It's called Detroit. Or Chicago.
Flint.
Oh, Black Lives Matter will not be at the San Francisco Pride Parade because there's too many popo.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Huh. That.
Maybe because there's too many niggas on the down low and they don't want to be caught.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jamal, you look good in that.
You ever think if Dave Matthews plays a song in Flint that he'll play Don't Drink the Water? He tried to hold that laugh and I don't care. That was good.
They live right next to a freshwater lake.
I know.
And they don't have any water. I'm just saying.
You say a lot.
I'm just...
Usually it's horrible.
Makes sense.
It sucks. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong.
That is
it
fucking
does
horrible.
Suck. It does. They put so much money... In other things other than the
Taking
utilities
the
and the
people.
Infrastructure.
Yes.
That sucks. I get it. But, god damn.
Common sense. All right. I think we're done. I'm not going to go through all the stuff. You know the stuff.
Yeah, you know the stuff.
The stuff.
The stuff.
The stuff. The poo.
All right.
The cat fucking orangutans.
For the cat fucking orangutan, Mr. Short, I am Jeff. We will talk to everybody next week.
God.
God, I hope so.